This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Everything's fine. Everything's fine. Lawrence, everything's fine. Matt, everything's fine. Shane, Tanny, everything's fine.
Afternoons on the Score.
They said the only off the field encounter I've had with them was at Bueller's wedding a few years ago.
Mark Grody walked in today and said he'd been thinking a lot about Dansby Swanson talking about Justin Turner. And that reference right there. Why was Dansby talking about last time I hung out with him? Just the way Bueller's wedding.
He just brushed by it. Like, I think Bueller's wedding must have been a thing, man. Like, the way Swanson just swiped it, like everybody, oh, yeah, man, it's been since the Bueller wedding, man.
Oh, which dude, was let me tell you, I was getting after it at the Bueller wedding.
Right. I think the next time you have Swanson, you don't even want to know about the Bueller wedding, man. Stuff Bueller's happened.
That's the only off-the-field encounter I've had with him was at Bueller's wedding a few years ago.
Oh, man, yeah. Oh, that was something.
That it feel like for some reason, he seems like Walker Bueller, like the type of guy that would have just a
rager.
I don't know why it feels like that, but just the way he said that, bro.
Well,
it's Bueller time, man.
First of all, Walker Bueller, Vanderbilt guy, Dansby Swanson. Vanderbilt guy. So I can only assume it was all Vanderbilt dudes.
Oh, bro.
Carson Fulmer had to be there.
Jay,
you know,
Cutler in the house?
Yeah.
Bro.
See,
I think you're putting it together. I bet Cutler and his team were there as well. Whatever
you should have seen David Price getting after it at Bueller's wedding, man.
All the Vandy guys were there. Oak Park Vandy for some reason.
Oh, yeah. He was at the Bueller
Shout
party.
Out.
Tell you what, Jason Veritek was there.
Chris Williams.
Oh, yeah. Former Bears offensive lineman.
Who's the wide receiver that Cutler threw to there? He also threw two here. It was also a Bear.
That he threw two?
Yeah. It was a wide receiver at Vanderbilt.
Oh, yes. Earl Bennett.
Earl Bennett.
Oh, Earl Bennett. Yeah, I got an Earl Bennett.
Thank you. Bueller's wedding, man. Earl Bennett David Price.
You saw Bennett? Bennett went upstairs.
Nomar Garcia Para.
Nomar brought the tequila, bruh.
All right. I'm looking at insideweddings.com at Mackenzie Marcinek and Walker Bueller's wedding photo here together.
I want more on the Bueller wedding, bro.
I don't.
I do. I gotta have it.
I'm uncomfortable.
Next time Nico's on, I want to just like.
You don't know that Nico was there.
I might like.
What makes you think that Nico was invited to Bueller's
why
wedding?
Why wouldn't he? What? He's not good enough to go to the Bueller wedding. It's a place where you got to be top of the. You're elite.
Well, Dansby's connected because of Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And Justin Turner's connected because they were Dodgers teammates. What's Nico's connection to Bueller's wedding?
Well, I don't think
you think he knows Mackenzie Marcinek?
I don't think it's necessarily exclusive, though. That's what I'm saying.
I think it is.
It's a
That's
the point, man.
Oh, really?
It's like the Catalina wine mixer. Oh, like, not everybody gets invited.
Okay.
To Bueller's wedding.
It's up in the hills.
Yeah.
Can you make it to the Bueller wedding,
man,
bro?
I think it's a thing.
Yeah.
So,
I bet Dylan Cease was there for some reason. Like, I feel like Cease, oh, bro, I'm there. It's totally sick. I was at the Bueller wedding. Sick.
Slider. I will say that Walker Bueller is not following Nico on Instagram, so he probably wasn't there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Nico could find out about the Bueller wedding through friends. So that's what I would like. I would like to know more about the Bueller wedding.
That's sick. Nice. Okay, I'll fix that.
See, that's Dylan Cease
that's
right
what Dylan
there.
Cease said yeah. about Bueller's
he was,
wedding.
He was totally at Bueller's wedding. Mm-hmm. 100%. I'll put money on it.
That Dylan was
yeah,
there?
Reach out to Dylan Cease.
All right, we'll find
Let's
out.
Find
Shane,
out.
If you could reach out to Dylan Cease.
Were you at the Bueller wedding?
Yeah.
Sick. Hell yeah.
I'm betting that's a no. So I'm doing prep for these ball games this weekend out there in Mesa. And I'm reading about some of these guys, right? Reading about some of the Cubs stuff. And you know what I was doing? I was looking on the website that CM Punk loves so much. I was over there on the Wikipedia. And I saw this nugget that Justin Turner, who Dansby Swanson was talking about, who he interacted with at Bueller's wedding.
Bueller.
Justin Turner is the most endorsed Major League Baseball player, according to, Wikipedia.
Hmm.
That nobody has more endorsements.
Seems wrong, doesn't it, Grody?
It's a newer type of thing.
Turner was the most endorsed MLB athlete in 2024 with 20 active deals.
Surprise, not surprise.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Prized, I think.
Up from 8 in 2023. So we got 12 new deals. Is there any way that Wikipedia is correct on this?
Wow. I mean, he was pretty famous for a long time in his Dodgers days.
He was.
Like, he was a thing. There's no doubt.
Yeah, you put a beard on someone and just immediately be that they become more marketable and likable.
Right.
You know what
You're
I mean?
Right.
It happens even, like, around here all the time.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Suddenly, everywhere, you know, Justin Turner in June 2024 signed on as a brand equity partner for something called Beard Club. Stating, quote, as someone who takes pride in my beard, grooming has always been a significant aspect of my routine, unquote.
I don't want to hate this guy already. This is not a beard club show. This is not a beard club
city.
We endorse the beard guys here on the Parkinson Home, but the Spiegel and Holmes
show. You should look up to him.
With Mark Brody.
You should look up to he was one of the he still had a long beard when everybody didn't have a beard. Like it was
so
him and did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And after.
Who was the San Francisco
Sergio Romo.
The closer, Brian Wilson.
That's him. Because wasn't he one of the original, wow, look at the beard on
he
that
was
guy.
Nuts. And then there was that Red Sox team. There's a whole Red Sox team with like Johnny Gomes and guys
Napoli
like that.
And,
yeah, Napoli. Yeah. All those guys were beardos.
David Ross had one.
Yeah.
Beardos.
It was a Duck Dynasty thing is what it was. Like, don't we have to go back to Duck Dynasty? Or do we have to go before that to like the Charlie Daniels band and things like that?
No, I mean, they were the anomaly, I think. I think they were the, well, maybe not. Maybe that was the first wave of it. Charlie Daniels, ZZ Top.
ZZ Top.
Kenny Rogers. Yeah. Like, they all had big beards.
Yeah, you know? I mean, we got to trace this back.
And the guy named Beard doesn't have a beard.
Yeah, but that's right. Frank Beard
is
ZZ Top.
He's the third guy.
Did not have a beard.
Crazy.
It's an excellent point by you.
Unbearded. Unbearded.
Billy Gibbons.
Is that it? Oh.
It's one of the other guys who did have one. But Shane, to be clear, beard guys is what we are about here?
Yes. Beardos. This is a beard guy show and a beard guy station.
Okay.
Beard guys with a Z.
Okay.
You can get it at any local retailer that has hair care products.
Okay, good. See?
That's where I get mine.
Beers, I'm more of a bears guy, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Bears, beers.
I don't believe that there's any way in hell that Justin Turner is the most endorsed Major League Baseball player.
Yeah, like I said.
Can you write your own Wikipedia entry? Is that what's happening
maybe,
here?
Maybe, but why would he want to do that necessarily? I don't know why he's a made man, right?
Yeah.
Like Justin Turner's, he's good to go. He's 40 and he's still making millions.
And he's fine. And I also learned about two of the new Cubs having Cub family ties. So you know this stuff is always going to find its way to the broadcast, right, Brody?
Plenty of room.
According to Matthew Boyd, his late grandfather, John Boyd, grew up in downtown Chicago, was a diehard Cubs fan, and Carson Kelly, the new Cubs catcher, both his parents were Chicagoans, grew up in Chicago. He was born in Chicago and a Cubs fan. These are the important things that you learn along
Seven
the way.
Bears. Seven bears for that, by the way. That was very good. From here, perfect. Fans of the Cubs, seven in the offseason.
I didn't know Cubs fans could get bears.
Only in the
Cubs players.
Only in the Bears offseason. Well, I really do sound like Grobber. Only in the Bears offseason can that happen. I just made up that rule just now.
Yeah.
So if you want to bring up players that are from here on the Cubs or the White Sox,
yes.
I'll give them bears for
a
while.
Will.
But
okay.
Then it gets erased this is in chalk.
So how about Nicky Lopez, the former White Sox, hopefully future Cub.
Okay. And
how many bears does he get? Or Mike Talkman, our guy that we talked to last week.
Talkman gets,
as a football guy,
I'm going to give him eight bears.
Oh,
for
my
sure.
goodness.
I mean, he was very serious about it. Like, he took it serious. He wasn't just like, oh, yeah, I love the Bears. I love Walter Payton and I love Jay Cutler. Like, he was right on top of it.
He also looked down on other football fans like Nico.
And Justin Steele, too.
Right. So does that up the Bears count or lower it?
That's interesting. That's pretty gutsy on his part. We're just going to keep it right where it is. Seven Bears.
He's Mark Grody. I'm Matt Spiegel. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Grotes is in today and tomorrow as well. Friday, there's a ball game in this time slot. Coming up next, Mike Valenti, afternoon host at 97.1, the ticket for Ben's Vision as we examine Ben Johnson's last 3 years as offensive coordinator in Detroit.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby
and Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.